Up next, Flora Lichtman is here with our digital video pick of the week. Hi, Flora.
Hi,
Welcome Ira. Back.
Thank you very much. Good to be back.
That's great. What have you got for us this week?
This week, a new robot. The robot is called Sandbot.
Sandbot.
And it's very cute. And as you might have guessed from the name, it's designed to move in sand, which is not, it turns out it's not trivial to get a robot that can maneuver soft ground like sand. And these researchers, you know, started with this robot called Rex. And this robot has been around for many years, and it was excellent on hard ground. Just great. One of the fastest robots out there.
Great in the parking lot.
Yeah, exactly. So Daniel Goldman, who's a physicist at Georgia Tech, said to himself, well, he's interested in more complicated terrain, and said, what if I put kind of a Rex sibling, a smaller version of Rex, on sand?
Mm-hmm.
And they put it on sand, and it went nowhere. I mean, it just spun holes. It sort of dug itself into a hole.
I watched your video about that. It's like digging a hole.
You can just see it sort of sink into
It's like my car on the beach. Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Yeah.
So this is sort of an interesting physics problem. How do you make a robot that can deal with this terrain? And we've talked about this before. Sand is actually really difficult to model. Mm-hmm. So they did a lot of experimentation, and what Goldman and his colleagues did was, look to organisms like lizards that are really good.
They run very quickly through the sand.
No problem with sand. And what they found after some trial and error is that if you change the way the robot walks, you can make some progress here.
So you have video at sciencefriday.com. It's right there on the front page, on our homepage is the video, this pick of the week. And you can just watch the progression of this experiment, right?
Right. You can see it at the beginning, sort of faltering, this poor little robot going nowhere, and then, eventually it's like the little robot that could.
It looks like a motorized cockroach to me. I hate to say that.
No, it's true, but it's based off of cockroaches.
Yeah, I would imagine they do very well in the sand. But it's interesting, you go through the evolution of how the scientist had to study the right way to get the limbs to move in the sand.
Right, and it takes observation. I mean, it really took looking at these organisms that do well in the sand and saying, what about them? Is it the toes? Is it how fast they move their limbs? Is it their gait? The order?
Which limbs are used together, right?
Right.
He said there were three at a time always in contact?
Right. So this robot, Sandbot, has six legs, and it's an alternating tripod gait. That's the sort of technical jargon. But it just means that three legs go at once, and then the other three legs go at once. So they're 180 degrees out of sync. It's easier to see.
Yeah. And it's a small robot, right?
Yeah, it's small, a couple of kilograms.
It's about as big as a shoebox. That's how you put it in a shoebox.
I think it would fit inside, yep.
And you have interviewed the scientist who worked on it.
Right, Dr. Goldman.
Dr. Goldman.
And I think, his next steps are using this robot to better understand, how organisms are adapted to deal with these environments. Mm-hmm. So it kind of goes both ways. Kind of interesting.
Well, we'll look forward to it. It's Flora's video pick of the week. It's on our sciencefriday.com website. If you just go to sciencefriday.com, you'll see the video there. And you can see all the other videos that we have in our library that Flora has made. We'll see you next week, Flora.
Thanks, Ira.
Thank you. That's about all the time we have for today. Our program is produced by Christopher Intagliata, senior producer at Heist. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora is our producer for digital media. And our intern is Shelley Du Bois. Lauren Pelcher is a new science and arts producer. Welcoming Laura to our first week on Science Friday. Neil Rouse is our technical director, and she's at the controls here. He is at the controls here. It's a long hour. With help today in Second Life from Lynn Collins, Dave Andrews, Jeff Corbin, and the University of Denver. If you'd like to see Flora's video pick of the week, it's going to be up there all week, but get there early. You'll want to talk about this one. Also, we are podcasting and blogging and looking for your videos. If you'd like to send us something that you think is terrific that we don't like to see, we'd love to see it. And also in Second Life, folks are still hanging out and talking and getting their Science Friday t-shirts. I'm Ira Flatow in New York.